In the last month or so, I've tried to emphasize the idea of commitment and just what it means for a Christian to be committed to God. And tonight I want to bring out just another area where we can be committed to God. And that's going to be with the asset that we have called time. Time. This may take me a few weeks to get through because I don't know about you, but money comes and goes. Talents can be developed or learned, okay? But time just goes, okay? You can't get more. You can't earn more. You can't make more, manufacture more. And you certainly can't resurrect it, okay? You can't bring it back. Once it's here and gone, it's gone. I don't know. To me, maybe of all the things that we need to be committed to as far as God is concerned, I think maybe our time is the most precious of all of them. And maybe the one that we probably mishandle the most. I mean, really, think about it. Anyways, we're going to think about it. Okay, so if you'll stand out of love and respect for God's word, if you would, please. For sake of time, I'm not going to read all of these verses here, but feel free to read verses 1 through 21. I'm going to pick up here in verse 8, where Paul is speaking to the Ephesians, and he says this, "For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord, walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." Now you understand that we all have, if you will, an equal amount of time. In other words, in a day, you know, nobody has more than somebody else. Now, how long you have on this earth as far as the total quantity of your time, that's going to be different for everyone. Everybody understands that, okay? So because we have 60 seconds in a minute and 60 minutes in an hour, 24 hours in a day, 7 days in a week, approximately 52 weeks in the year. You know, I say approximately because that's not necessarily the case all the time. But we have this time, and I hope you understand that let's say that God allots to you 24 hours, okay? So you have, God has said, okay, you have 24 hours, all right? Well, according to what the Bible says, we should give back to God 2 hours and 24 minutes of that allotment. You say, why? That's the tithe. That's 10%. You say, but tithe is only for money. No, it's not. Tithe, the Bible says, is the first fruits of all thine increase. Now let me ask you a question. When you woke up today, did anybody, including God, owe you the next 24 hours? No? No? So guess what that next 24 hours is to you? An increase. It's an increase. All right? And guess what? You owe God 2 hours and 24 minutes of that new day. How about that? How many of us are in debt? Yeah. Okay. Listen, folks. Why does it only apply to money? I don't think it does. I think it applies to our time as well. So, if we first correct our thinking and make sure that in the next 24 hours, I give to God at least 2 hours and 24 minutes of that time. How about that? Wouldn't that just be a reasonable service, acceptable unto God? Absolutely. Now, God has given everyone, and He wants us to do what He expects us to do with it. Right? We preach and we talk about, okay, God has given you $1,000, and you ought to be a good manager of that. But then when I say that God has given you 24 hours and you owe God 2 hours and 24 minutes of it, you can hear all the crickets creaking around here. Because that's a commodity that we really don't want to give away. Money, we can earn money. We can spend money. It goes away, but it doesn't come so easily. One excuse that we use almost every single day is, I do not have time. It's been said that a couple of preachers were at a meeting, and one of the preachers said to the other preacher, I just don't have time to pray. And the other preacher says, that he had to pray, otherwise he wouldn't have enough time. You understand that this thing of redeeming the time, as Paul says, and accomplishing the will of the Lord, understanding it, and not being unwise, but rather being wise, that we're supposed to properly manage the time that God. And guess what? Who paid for your salvation? God did. Okay, we'll just keep it easy. We'll say God did. Okay? He did. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, right? Okay, God did. Okay? Now, who is now the owner of us? God is. Okay? If you will, that's how it works, right? We're bought with a price. We're not our own. So, and then also in this other light, who's the king? God is. Who's the father? God is. Then who's the servant and who's the child? We are. So in those fashions and those things and all of that, then whose time is the time that we have? To whom does it really belong? To Him. Okay, just like the money, just like the talents and the abilities, you understand that they're all His. So, if we think about it that way, then we must, as Christians, make time for God every day. Okay, now, when I say make time, that doesn't mean I'm constructing it or manufacturing it, all right? That means I'm allotting time for God on a daily basis. Let me ask you this. Doesn't He deserve it? He does, right? And listen, honestly and truly, those of you that have had this opportunity, isn't it nice to spend time with God? Yeah. So why is it so hard for us to, and I'm going to use some air quotes here, carve out 2 hours and 24 minutes for God out of our day? Why is that so difficult? Because we say oftentimes, I don't have time for that, right? But listen, I'm guilty of a lot of this as well. We have time for sleep. Right? One of my mentors in Bible college just simply stated that sleep is overrated. He said, what are you doing from 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. in the morning? Are you just wasting time sleeping? No, I mean, sleep's important, necessary, okay? But I'll give you, how about personal? You like personal examples, okay? There's a certain time of the year where I will go to church, and then after the evening service, I'll get in a van with a bunch of people that I enjoy spending time with. And I'll drive 5.5 hours to go to a church camp. So that we'll get there like at 2:30 in the morning. And at 5:30 in the morning, my alarm is going off. And I'm getting dressed to go sit in a deer blind and wait for the deer to come by. I deprive myself of sleep so that I can go hunting. But I won't deprive myself from sleep so that I can spend time with God. Shame on your pastor. Right? He said, well, I've got too much going on. Can I tell you something today? That in our day, in our time, we have become too busy to be with God. Can I tell you something? There are just some things that we need to get out of the priority list so we can put God on the priority list. You know that some things aren't necessary. For instance, let me just kill everybody right now, okay? This is not necessary. It's not. I mean, it's convenient, yes. It's fun, yes. But how much you want to bet? What is that thing that Anna has on her phone? It tells you how long you've been on something. Yeah, screen time. Yeah, it tells you, these smartphones, they tell you all about that, right? I mean, where do you find that in here? Settings? Okay, let's tell on the pastor. I don't have it. Oh, I have an Android. Okay. All right, I have a dumb smartphone. And not just because of the user. Okay. Well, whatever it is. How much you want to bet that there's more time spent on this than you thought you were spending on this? You know, in Bible college, they used to tell us to write our notes and our memory verses and things on little note cards and put them in your shirt pocket so that if you were sitting waiting for an appointment or you were somewhere, you could just take them out and you could just flip through them, you know, and use your time wisely, was they were trying to help us in study methods and things like that, right? But now we go into a waiting room and what do? We're playing solitaire or Candy Crush or whatever the latest game is, right? Isn't that what we do? That's what we do. Why can't we be spending time with God? Why can't we be reading our Bible? We have Bible apps. Okay? Now that's positive screen time. I'll take that. Can you partition your screen time if it's constructive or destructive? I don't know. I guess I can't either one with my Android here. I'm just trying to make the point that how committed are we to God in our time? I mentioned at the very beginning of this year with this theme in Everything by Prayer that by the end of the year that I hope that we all can come to the place where we can sing that blessed song, Sweet Hour of Prayer, and really know what that is. You remember me saying that? I do. I really do. It's May. How are we doing? Are we up to 15 minutes? Are we up to 20 minutes? Are we up to 25 minutes? I mean, technically June would be halfway through the year, right? So I should be halfway to my goal. I should be at 30 minutes of prayer. It's reasonable, correct? Is it a priority in your life? Let me give you some things to help you as you think about this thing of your time with God. Jesus said in Matthew 6, he said, wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That old preacher that said that he didn't have time not to pray. He had to pray in order for the rest of his day to work out. Because that's where it all started with. And that particular preacher, I forgot the name of the man, but I was told that he would pray 4 to 6 hours before the day even started. That's dedicated. And he said, well, how did he have enough time to do the rest of the things that he had to do? You know, just like I said about money a few weeks ago, that people buy what they want to buy. They spend money on what they want to spend money on. Can I tell you something else? We give time to what we want to give time to. It's true. You say, Pastor, you're talking to the Wednesday night crowd. This is the people that come Sunday morning, Sunday night. They come to Sunday school. They come out soul winning. They come Wednesday night. These are the people that are giving their time to God. But are we giving God enough time? How much time are we really giving to the Lord? You all may not like it, but you can do the math. 168 hours, right? Isn't that what we have in a week? Yeah, 10% of that, almost 17 hours, right? Okay, divided by 7, you get 2 hours and 24 minutes, right? So, are we giving that time to the Lord? Are we really seeking first the kingdom of God? Part of the thing about the tithe is that it's the first fruits of our increase. I've already talked to you in the past about how David said that he would seek God early. Yeah, early. The Bible says to pray without ceasing. You understand that God wants us to spend time with him. In Matthew 22, Jesus is going back and forth here. And you understand that the precedent was set. The great commandment in the law. Jesus said to this lawyer, he said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. Is that committed? It's committed. It's been said that if you want to know what someone loves, take an accounting of what they do and what they spend their money and time on. Get your pocketbook out, right? Okay? My God is my belly. You're supposed to laugh. Okay? Right? That's from a Bible verse. But most of the checks get written to what? Okay, but think about it. Where's most of my time go? Probably to me. Okay? Because we love me, right? And you love you. I love me. You love you. We all love ourselves, but how much do we love God? You understand that a lot of times in maybe married couples retreats or other times in different conferences and different, I just lost the word for it, but these workshops and self-help seminars. Seminars, that's the word I wanted. That people say love is spelled T-I-M-E. Right? Now, just a few things. You understand that we're supposed to worship God. God is a spirit. And they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. We need to read our Bibles, study the Word of God, pray without ceasing, continue in prayer, praying always with all prayer and supplication. We need to study to show ourselves approved unto God. We need to give attendance to reading, and we need to meditate in God's Word. We need to do what it says in Psalms, in the book of Psalms. It says, give ear unto my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. David said, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He said in Psalm 49:3, my mouth shall speak of wisdom and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. In Psalm 104, he says, my meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. And then, of course, in Psalm 119, two separate places, he says, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. You understand that David was telling us how much he loved to spend time with God. David was a man after God's own heart. If you read through the Psalms, if you read through the writings and the record of his life, you know that David would spend hours, the night watches, seeking after God. Paul told Timothy, after he told him to give attendance to reading, he said, meditate upon these things. He says, listen to this, give thyself holy to them. That's W-H-O-L-L-Y. He said that thy profiting may appear to all. You know that the word of God and rightly dividing the truth and studying to show ourselves approved unto God is profitable to us. So why don't we spend more time in something that's profitable? Let me tell you this. This is not profitable to you. It's really not. Okay? But studying the Word of God, spending time with God, praying, meditating, reading God's Word is profitable. I believe that's what that one pastor was saying. That spending time with God is so profitable to me that it more than pays for itself. So basically he was saying that 4 hours that I spend in prayer is returned unto me manyfold. You say, well, we can't manufacture time. No, we can't. But have you ever noticed how sometimes things that we try to do in the flesh take us a whole lot longer than when God's in it? That's why I love that old hymn. Little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame, right? Think about it. Maybe I can get more accomplished if I'll first spend my time with God and invest that way. We need to be committed to the Lord. I have more things to say about this thing of time, but want to just get the wet the feet, if you will, wet the appetite. for this thing of prayer. I want you to take an account. Consider where you are in your commitment of your time with God. How valuable is it to you to spend time with God on a daily basis?